close look at the latest on the field of mass depopulation, genocide by vaccine. It's not vaccine, though. These are bioweapons. We really shouldn't even use that term, but most people do. So just to keep it democratic, we'll call them vaccine. Call them vaccine bioweapons. How's that? Or bioweapon vaccines. In any case, we're in trouble, and things are getting worse. I've got two stories out of La Quinta Columna today. Thanks to Erica, who's Erica, welcome back. Our colleague Erica Kahn has done so much digging, and she is just absolutely brilliant in her research. Welcome.
Oh, good evening, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. The check is in the mail. let's see. Shocker. La Quinta finds graphene oxide and billions. Or you look at the picture. You tell me how many. This is just a small little image of this flu vax. This is not the vaccine supposedly for this coronavirus. This is flu vax, probably last year's. I don't know, maybe this year's. But we've been talking about this. I'll read this again. La Quinta finds graphene oxide and billions or trillions of moving nanobots or nanoparticles totally permeating the liquid in the flu vax. Look at the image. That's going up momentarily. And another one, software that manages the times at which the 5G towers are scheduled to emit radiation, triggering frequencies which affect graphene oxide. Now, we think that that will turn the graphene oxide into an ionizing radiation source within the body, so you get cooked from the inside out. But somebody has found over at La Quinta some software that actually triggers the 5G antennas to maybe switch to a different frequency and pulse it. I don't know, but these are very key stories we're going to put up. What are your latest thoughts on this whole graphene oxide thing? And after looking at that picture of the flu vax, you were the first one that I remember who said it could well be in last year's flu vax, or maybe even 2 years ago, we don't know. And when you look at that picture, that live video picture under highest magnification, I don't know how many individual items there could be, billions, and they're all moving independently of each other.
Yeah, that's frightening. I've now heard from several sources that people that had gotten the flu shot in this country back in 2019 had a lot of the same symptoms that some of these people that are getting the current vax, the so-called COVID vax, are having. I mean, one individual I know that hadn't had a flu shot in quite some time was urged to get a flu shot from his doctor. I think it was early. It might have been late. It was before the COVID vaccine came out. But anyway, it knocked him on his feet for a month. He was debilitated for a month. And he, after that episode, after he recovered, said, you know, I'll never take a flu shot again. Well, he's since taken the COVID shot. He is apparently okay. So I don't know if that the flu shot might have been a priming dose, and he's able to handle a subsequent dose, having gone through what he went through. I don't know. There's so many questions here. But looking at this, whatever this is, the contents of this flu vaccine, that's frightening.
Oh, it's actually unbelievable. I mean, when I just sent the news batch over, it'll be uploaded momentarily, and you'll have to look. It's right near. I've got it in the second story position. You need to look at this. And I want to commend the people over in Orwell City at La Quinta for doing just. They're not afraid of anything. These people are looking where most everyone else refuses to look. And it's funny to watch some of these American doctors glom onto their work and present it as if it's their own, or they kind of forget to give full attribution. Americans have that problem. You notice?
Yeah, it's a pity that nobody in this country seems to be doing the type of analysis that this team in Spain is doing.
No, they're great. Let me say one other thing. We've got a couple of things to play for you this hour. They're short clips. Did you get the update I sent you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know how long I've been saying this, but it's been a long time. Something's wrong with American people. Something is being done to them. We know what was done to Europeans 5 years ago when the southern, well, sub-Saharan, southern African blacks invaded Europe, took all those boats over there. Soros paid for a lot of them. Some of them drowned. And then the Middle East Arabs came in. Millions of people invaded Europe. And the Europeans didn't do anything. We find out now that the governments, the European Union, whoever the cabal is there, decided to put oxytocin in all the dairy products. So they drugged everybody. Look up oxytocin if you want to find out what that is. All right? Now, I've been saying something is being done here. I don't know what it is. I've been suggesting it's some kind of EMF, some release, some technology, advanced, not just your base of the mill, oh, let's give everybody a headache, something else. Now, this has been a long time. I saw a video today, and I put it up as the top video. Cliff High has said he now thinks something high-tech is being done to the American people. All right? So he just came to this conclusion, and I welcome it. Because I talked to a plumber 2 days ago, and he said he is so adamantly hardcore anti-vax, he would never get it. But he was watching television, and whether it had anything to do with the TV or just the general timing with a cell phone tower nearby, hard to say. But he said he had this fleeting feeling that maybe he should just get the shot and get it over with. It would be okay, and things would be better. He said he had that feeling. He said, I couldn't believe I was thinking like that. But it wasn't him that was thinking like that. They have technology, as we know, that can put thoughts in the human mind. They can put memories in your mind that you never experienced. They can remove memories that you did experience. And they can sure as hell tell you, gosh, go get the vaccine. It's okay. And that, I am sure now, is what they're doing. And Cliff, it's about a 14-minute video, goes into his experience. I think it's a microburst. It's not constant, but it puts that thought in your mind, and you have to deal with it. And that's why I think people are caving in and getting the shot who formerly would never think of it. I think they're being brain tricked.
It sure seems like it. I think we all can think of people in our lives at this point that, you know, should know better, and yet they've acquiesced and even sought out the vaccine.
That's scary. And you're right. There's more to this than meets the eye, dear friends. And I think you all know that. This is evil stuff on the planet Satan. It's not.
I mean, there are patents for using television monitors or computer monitors, mm-hmm. manipulating the electromagnetic fields for manipulating people's nervous system.
Exactly. So
you can look it up.
I would expect them to have this technology, and I would expect it to be embedded in the cell phone grid, right? Like, I think also, I've always felt this way, it can certainly be in the electric grid as well. I don't think it has to be restricted to just cell phone. I say this with a story in mind I've told several times about how a friend went in to see a friend, and he was in his garage working on this and that. There was an oscilloscope there, and the oscilloscope had a certain wave on it. And my friend said to his friend, "What is that doing here?" And his friend said, "Well, that's the Lily wave. You can look it up. The Lily wave. It's a waveform." And Pat Flanagan was the guy who asked him. He said, "Well, where is it coming from?" And his friend said, "You wouldn't believe it." And Pat asked him, and he pointed at the wall plug. where the oscilloscope was plugged into. He said, it's in the grid. And Pat said, that's impossible. How does it get in the grid? And then you start thinking about those boxes on your neighborhood telephone poles. They're called step-down transformers. Many of those are not step-down transformers. I believe, and other people have postulated this, that they are, in fact, injecting into the grid in that neighborhood or further EMF signals that will impact everybody who lives in a house or works in an office because it comes right off of the wiring. Is that a stretch for you?
No. No, that's well known. You know, if your brain is in training with those waves,
right,
you know, when you get into that theta state, you're very susceptible to programming or mind control or suggestive thoughts.
I absolutely think that they're doing this all the time. That's just the way it
and
looks
it's
to me.
It's probably accompanied by some kind of visual stimulus or audio stimulus.
Right, there you go. Yeah. Okay, something else I'm supposed to mention here. All right, I talked to another friend today. He said he's got several people he knows who have had epilepsy for most of their lives, and they have seizures, and they last 10, 15, 30 minutes. They're gone. Every one of them has had massive seizures lately, not little normal seizures, massive seizures, which erase their memory for up to 10 hours. They get back, but it takes a long time to recover. So something, EMF, frequencies, energy, is causing these people's epilepsy to quintuple in the amount of damage it does to them, at least on a temporary basis. Now, that's a new angle to this. So is it intentionally designed to hit epileptics? Doubtful. Is something out there that is impacting them? No. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, the heart and the brain are going to be the two organs most affected by these waves. So to see that happening, that's no surprise. I mean, we can see the towers.
Yes,
we
can.
Know they're there. It's just, you know, what frequencies are they putting out and when?
All right. I got a note from Tony. Thank you. He said the Fluvax was given in Milan in the fall of 2019. So this would have been Fluvax over there 2 years ago. That's the Vax with the billions of little independently moving. They're all moving and going here, going there. It's crazy.
At some point, and this information has since been buried, I don't know if you can still find it, but the CDC went back and looked at all the deaths that were labeled as COVID, and they fleeced out which ones were genuine COVID. And they determined that the ones that actually did die of COVID, the coronavirus, were also the same people that had had a flu vaccine that year or prior year.
Very interesting.
So there was a definite correlation with the having had the flu vaccine.
All right.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, there are no coincidences. No more. I don't
Mm-mm.
think so. Okay. All right. People keep passing me this 10-day-old paper by someone who's writing about electron microscopy revealing graphene oxide in COVID-19 vaccines. This paper is going all over the place now. Oh, well. Okay. Now, let's see about playing a little clip here. But by the way, do you have anything you want to add to any of this right now where we are? Isn't that Bard's thing going on now in wherever the hell it was?
I think it's over. I believe it was Thursday through Sunday.
Sunday. So they're gone. They're gone home with their gift that'll keep on giving in some cases, huh?
We'll see.
Wow. Well, we did talk about that, and all the top anti-vaxxers were there. And how many were in the arena? Was it?
I think 7,500.
It was a large number of people. And so it reminded me of January 6th. You bring the most dedicated anti-vaxxers together and bring the leading lights of the entire movement of awareness. And wow, you think they couldn't send somebody in there with a little hidden aerosol and send a lot of them home with something? You don't want to collect all of your best assets in one location.
That's not smart.
I don't think so. No way. All right. Dr. Larry Pilevsky has been outspoken and has said a lot of really important things, along with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. They have their own weekly program. And Dr. P and Dr. T. And here's a little clip from Larry Pilevsky I'm going to play. It's not very long, and we'll see. And I've got another one after this, which is from an anthropologist, a friar, named Alex Brunolo. Did you see that one?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. A new face, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, everybody. This is Dr. Larry Pilevsky, and we'll see what he has to say.
Any use, given that there are vaccinated people still getting COVID? Of course, people who are getting the injection are going to get COVID. They're manufacturing the spike protein that's responsible for causing COVID. You know, what can be done to help family members who have had the shot? I will tell you that there are medical and scientific experts around the world who have said some very, very, very extreme things. One of them is Michael Yaden, who's a PhD who worked for Pfizer. And one of them is Luc Montagnier, who's one of the virologists who founded the HIV virus. Both of them said...
Well, he didn't found the HIV virus, which is redundant. He discovered it.
Yeah,
he discovered HIV.
Word.
Yeah, okay.
Paraphrasing. Most people who got this shot will be dead in 2 years. And remember that there has been no safety evaluation, no understanding of biological mechanisms of what happens when these materials are injected into the body. And others have said that the science as we know it, as we know what these ingredients are and what they do, your life expectancy will be lowered tremendously. I really, really want to encourage you to hear, this is not an injection against a viral illness. COVID is not caused by a virus. It's caused by a spike protein that we know of. And this spike protein does not cause a respiratory illness.
Okay. There it is, laid right out on the table. We've talked so much about this. There's so many facets to it. I want to say one thing first, though. Those who have been vaxxed, I'm really kind of disgusted by some of these doctors, not all of them, some of them who say, yeah, we've got a rescue pack for you. You've been shot up, we got something for you. And what is it? It's four or five supplements that you all know about. Now, Erica, four or five supplements given to someone who's been injected with this bioweapon that has changed their genetics forever. What is this going to do for those people? Besides give some symptomatic relief, perhaps?
Yeah, I don't think there's any undoing it. All you can do is deal with the consequences of it, which, you know, it's probably going to be a lifetime of endless spike protein production, so you're going to be prone to coagulation problems, possibly, you know, heart issues, inflammation of the endothelium.
And that could be system-wide. You could, from the brain to your toes.
Oh, yeah, that's all your blood vessels. Right. And then, you know, wherever these spike proteins are ending up, and they do have an affinity. Once these proteins are in circulation, they have an affinity for both iron oxide nanoparticles and graphene nanoparticles.
Wow.
So they glom onto that. That's why this graphene is being used in these various new tests that they have, because the spike protein sticks to it. So now you've got a spike protein that has graphene attached to it, or graphene that has spike protein attached to it, circulating through the body, going into the brain, going into the heart. Then you get exposed to these frequencies that charge up those particles. I don't think there's any supplement that's going to remedy this stuff.
How can it?
Or it certainly cannot undo the genetic
the DNA. How can it? It can't. You've been changed. You're a GMO.
Yeah, and it's just the whole epigenetic regulation of every cell in the body is now changed. The body has to recalibrate itself if it can. Trying to deal with this new protein that's being produced that is of no use whatsoever. It's actually detrimental.
Right.
And then they want to give you a booster and make some more protein?
Well, okay, that brings me to the second thing I want to mention here. We're going to roll through the break here. The idea that maybe 50% of all the bioweapon injections are completely innocuous. They're saline. They're harmless. That's why so many people, I got the shot, I'm fine. Nobody I know has got a problem. Because they didn't get the Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca or any of the, there's 8 or 9 on the planet now, right? Johnson & Johnson, didn't get those. That's a possibility.
But they could just be getting, you know, the graphene. I mean, there is a vaccine out there. The Korean patent describes it, that it's nothing more than graphene in a suspension. They could be getting just empty lipid nanoparticles. And the lipid nanoparticles they will cause an immune reaction. You'll feel like you got something.
Mm-hmm.
But there's maybe no mRNA in it whatsoever.
In other words, you're getting a dummy shot one way or the other. Okay.
I also want to say that I recently read a report from that Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, who let me see if I can find it. She was drawing blood for an ozone treatment. Let me see. I'm not going to find it here. But anyway, the blood was difficult to extract, and it took her.
I ran that story.
Okay, so
he couldn't get it out with a needle.
Yeah, and so, you know, bubbled the ozone through it and then tried to put it back, and it didn't want to go. And then she later found out that this person had been vaxxed, 2 doses of the Pfizer, I believe, and she didn't know it at the time she was doing this procedure, but in conversation it came up that the woman that had the vax said she had no symptoms whatsoever after the vax, nothing. But yet her blood was totally abnormal.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting, which is also suggestive of, as Dr. Zelenko says, you got an acute stage, 0 to 90 days where you could die. Then you have a subacute stage, 90 days to 3 years, in which you could die. And then you have the thereafter stage. So there may be a slow fuse in some of these. These are very complex bioweapons. They're not, they're not anything simple. And Eric is a scientist, I'm not. But this is, at best, I think we have to honestly refer to it as speculative science. We gather the data and we come up with probables, possibles. That's all we can do. We're at a disadvantage, but I think we've done a hell of a job already, frankly. Okay, let's
keep trying.
yeah. Well, you sure work at it. Let's go back to Dr. Pilevsky here. Oh, and one other thing. For those who may have gotten saline or may have gotten just a partial, maybe someone got nothing, just useless material. The Fauci proclamation that everyone is going to need a booster at least every 8 months, and now it's been cranked downward to every 4 months, a booster for every 4 months of life. They're gonna clean up the rest. They're going to take out those who survived the initial round with these boosters.
Yep.
So there you go. All right, we're going to go back to Dr. Pilevsky. Here we go.
I really, really want to encourage you to hear, this is not an injection against a viral illness. COVID is not caused by a virus. It's caused by a spike protein that we know of. And this spike protein does not cause a respiratory illness. It causes a blood disorder and a clotting issue and a neurological issue and heart disease and infertility. We are at a very, very important juncture in our consciousness right now. We cannot afford to succumb to pressure just to fit in when they are injecting material into our bodies that, number one, is experimental, number two, has grave safety concerns, number three, is causing massive numbers of deaths and adverse events, and number four, has no long-term studies. And number five, just doesn't protect us against a virus. This is not a vaccine. It's not.
I don't think there's anything experimental about these things at all. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Your medical choices are nobody's business. And if you want to get a shot just to be able to go to a ball game or just be able to go to a social event when you may not know what you're doing to your body or whether your body will ever survive it, that's your choice. But you can't say that you never heard this information and you can't turn away from it. Or you can. You can. If just getting the shot is your permission slip to move through life when there's really no guarantee that you will have your health after you get this injection. Right? It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of an ability to stand on your own and preserve your life to make the choice not to get this. Because to get it is no turning back. One of the most interesting things is that if you look at the patents of these injections, the companies that made these injections never made these as vaccines. These injections were made for gene therapy, gene alteration, and something called transgene insertion, which in English is, we want to be able to insert foreign genetic material into your body and make it a permanent part of your body. And then because that material becomes a permanent part of your body, we now own you because we patented the material that we put in the injection, and now it becomes a permanent part of your genetic material, and now you are owned by the companies that made it. And so this is right out of the manufacturer's material. This is not my opinion.
Okay, that's Dr. Larry Pilevsky kind of summing it right up there again. And we really, I always feel that repeating important information is very worthy. And we've heard most of this before, but it was a good package. And it's so frustrating to hear about broken families, broken homes, broken relationships, marriages, friendships, 40-year friendships gone, shattered, gone. The evil behind this, to turn the vaxxed against the unvaxxed and accuse them of killing them. Most of the people who are in the hospitals now are vaxxed, fully vaxxed.
Yes.
And they're suffering from the vax.
Yeah.
Not suffering from COVID. Go ahead, Erica.
It shocks me to see how many people right now are buying into this Delta, I call it a deviant, Delta deviant. I mean, they honest to God think that there is another virus to fear. And in fact, people are getting sick. They're getting sick with something. But, you know, another vaccine is not the answer.
No.
And it'll be a matter of time before, you know, we've got to lock down again to control this thing because these unvaxxed people aren't getting vaxxed. It's all their fault.
That's the dirtiest, most insidious evil that may, other than the fact that people are being annihilated, but that's an incredibly evil sociological tool to use on people.
Yeah, the cognitive dissonance is the other shocking side of this, that the people that are getting sick after having had the vax, believing that they're now protected, are rationalizing their illness by saying, well, it's a good thing I got the vaccine, because if I didn't, then this would have been much, much worse.
Yeah, much, much worse. Okay.
That's hard to overcome.
What if you run across someone who has been vaxxed, what are your personal recommendations on what to say to them? I've made my mind up a long time ago. I don't talk to them. I don't want the hostility. All I can extend is my unspoken pity. Commiserate with them without going into details. It's very hard. Sometimes you find people, rarely, who want to know. And I ran into a couple the other day, and I said, were you told about these shots before you got them? Were you told anything about the spike protein, about boosters, about when you got them? And I went on a little bit, but no, we weren't told anything. Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm encountering, too, that these people had no idea.
And the truth be known, had they been given a simple 5-minute video to look at, a 4-minute video, 90% of them wouldn't get the shot. They would not. I don't believe they would. There's still common sense somewhere. Yeah.
You know, the fear and the hysteria did its job in putting
sure
these people
did.
in that mindset of
then you hide their informed consent rights. Keep them from learning. Don't tell them anything. No informed consent. No information.
Well, and plus the censorship. It's unreal.
Yeah. It is. All right, I've got another little video here that from someone we have not heard from before. His name is Fryer, Alex Bugnolo. Bugnolo. He's obviously Irish. No, he's Italian. He's an anthropologist, okay? So let's listen to him. I thought this was interesting.
Those making these vaccines know these vaccines will kill you. They know science. They're not stupid. When you spend billions of dollars to build a factory to produce vaccines, you have enough scientists to know that antibody priming will kill you. And we have to face the reality of what's going on, that this is the intention. The intention is to exterminate humanity. Somewhere around nearly 2 billion people, I hear it say, have been vaccinated. Now, according to Montagnier, anyone who has taken these vaccines that prime your immune system to react excessively the next time you run into a coronavirus, these all will be dead in 2 years. In the next 2 years, we will see 2 billion people die on Earth. And as an anthropologist, I feel strongly motivated to tell you also as a friar that you have to start preparing yourself spiritually for this. Because some people are going to be so shocked by it that they're going to lose their minds. They're going to lose their faith. They're going to ask, where is God? Let's hope and pray now that the people, as they get sick, start repenting of what they did so that at least they die in the state of grace. And we need to be near and close and friendly to our brothers who have taken the vax. So in the last hours, they have someone there to tell them the truth and save their soul. The people who have taken the vax, they've already probably suffered from heart inflammation, even if they don't know it. So their hearts are weaker, so a lot of them will die of heart attacks. And when the deaths start happening and it becomes undeniable that it's the people vaccinated who are dying, these people are going to get really angry, and they're going to start, I think, riots in big cities, and we might see the fall of governments because they're going to kill these politicians and journalists and doctors who did this to them before they drop dead themselves. So we might be seeing a lot of mayhem, a lot of civil disorder. So I highly recommend you do what Christ says at the end of time. Flee the city, go to the countryside, and defend yourself, arm yourself. And while it would be very useful for now, you ask all your neighbors if they've been vaccinated or not, and make a little private list who has and who has not, and whether they're hostile to those who have refused it or not, because that's going to be important information you're going to need that in times of crisis. If, for example, if you're attacked at your house and need to flee somewhere, you have to know where there's a friendly place to flee. Don't flee to a house where you don't know if they're friendlies or not. They might turn you into authorities who are blaming people like us for the deaths when it's actually because they didn't listen to us that they're dying.
Pretty succinct.
Yeah, that's the way we need to be thinking.
And I've had a long time ago, and in fact, I think you said it, you are expecting what we could commonly call vigilante justice. These people, once they realize, and we're assuming that we are correct in all that we have seen, all that we have assembled for you out there, all that we have projected, we will assume that we are correct at this point. Many people are going to realize that they're sick, and that they're sick because they were tricked, and they have nothing to lose, and they will not mind at all going out, getting even with somebody. And that's what he's talking about. And I think he's completely right.
Yeah, especially given the fact that these people are being patently ignored by the medical establishment, told that their injuries are not related to the vax in many cases. I don't know where the breaking point is going to be, but you know, there's more and more of these people, and at some point, they're going to take it into their own hands.
And some would say that they have a God-given right to do that.
Yeah, who could fault them?
They've lost their families, they've lost their friends, they've lost their job, they've lost everything. So
especially when you have the head of Pfizer, for one, bragging about how much money they've made on this one vaccine. And these people are struggling to pay the most basic of bills right now.
And it's going to get worse, much worse. This fall will be very difficult, September, October especially. That's what I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I need to be even told. It's rather obvious where this is going. So I guess all we can do at this point, and I think he has a very good argument, we should, if we live in a neighborhood, we should try to find out carefully who's been vaxxed and who hasn't, so you don't run to the wrong people. This is interesting. I hadn't thought about this before.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah,
yeah.
I have been thinking that all along. It's you want to know who's on your side or who you can count on. And it's going to be harder in some areas than others.
When you're monitoring, as a scientist, the social media groups that you've been watching, what trends are you seeing now? What's happening?
It's more of the same. There's more people getting injured. The general trend of those that have been injured is they are, in many, many cases, not getting better. They're continuing to decline.
That's important. Don't run away from that yet. People who have been injured, you just heard Erica say this, are generally speaking not getting better. They're getting worse. That's very common now.
The medical establishment has really nothing to offer them other than, in some cases, pain pills, anxiety pills, sleeping pills, maybe some steroids. The steroids, in some cases, depending on what the issue is, makes whatever injury they have worse. These doctors haven't been schooled on how to deal with nanopoisoning or genetic poisoning.
Anything new online? Amongst those who have been injured, anything, any logical progression of a certain type of injury that you're seeing, anything unusual? We're still getting the same reports from women regarding their reproductive damage, which is obviously enormous in some cases.
Yeah, it's just more of the same and more of it. Just increasing numbers of people experiencing these side effects. Fatigue is a big one. You know, a couple months after the vax, you know, maybe whatever symptoms they had resolve somewhat, but then they're overcome with just debilitating fatigue.
Right.
You can only guess it. You know, what might be going on. Their mitochondria are totally poisoned. I don't know. Is their immune system just failing at that point, just using up so much metabolic energy, trying to deal with a foreign protein that just won't quit?
Are you seeing any people turning from being vaxxed to supporting the unvaxxed and expressing rage and anger or extreme betrayal feelings thereof?
Yeah, I've seen some. Some are still... You know, you can call it Stockholm Syndrome. They are still defending the people, the industry, that has crippled them. They just think they got unlucky.
Mm. They still want to trust the government, do they?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
They're not ready to accept that, you know, they were a victim in all of this.
Mm-hmm. That's really a tough one to accept, that people would, after what they've seen, the election theft... My God,
but you don't see that when you're watching mainstream media.
No, you don't. And we have those other news items. Remember the video of the countless body bags being shipped at a FedEx warehouse, apparently to various locations around the country? They're getting ready for this.
The latest is up in Canada, and I think in the parts of South America, there are now stretchers in the hospitals made of cardboard where the sides come up and it converts into a coffin.
Say that again, a stretcher to pick somebody up that just folds up into a cardboard coffin?
Well, it's a gurney of sorts in the hospitals that
and
is
put
made
a cardboard
of cardboard.
On it. Are the gurneys made of cardboard or they put cardboard on top of it to
no,
put somebody
is, this
on
this is a cardboard type of gurney.
Jeez.
And it has sides that are flaps that will come up and convert it into a coffin.
Good God. So where do they go with that? They stick it on the curbs? I can see a time, and it is said that every survivor will have to be responsible for burying or handling or taking care of 9 corpses. Now look, this is insane to even say. But that's the math. If they were to go all the way through and kill everyone but a billion people, how can we be even talking about something like this This is crazy, but that's what they're talking about.
Yeah,
and this is worldwide. For all of you listening on the other side of the planet, you know what's going on, many of you, or you wouldn't be listening to this program, and you have the same things in your country, same situation. There are many overlays and parallels. Go ahead, Erica.
At this point, it's almost absurd that it's still going forward. That, you know, there isn't any outrage to, or not enough outrage to stop it.
Well, we do need outrage, but honestly, the last chance for outrage is that one third or one quarter of adults in this country who have not been vaxxed. They have to get real loud and real outraged and demand somehow that their anger is covered on the mainstream media. I don't know. Maybe there can be some meeting of the minds between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. Give some time to let some ground rules be set down to stop the fear and the unknown and this fear porn that they're throwing at us.
Yeah.
I'm sure both groups can work together if they're allowed to sit down and honestly face the situation head on. There are a lot of vax people who support the unvaxxed because they know they've been screwed. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very remorseful. And those are the people that really tug at your heartstrings. It's very sad. And you want to just reach out and tell them it's going to be okay. And maybe there will be some divine intervention and it will be okay. I don't know. All I do know is that this planet is in the hands of the darkest, blackest evil I can imagine. And it's probably even worse than that. And I hate even to say these things, but that's my honest sense of it.
It's here and we're watching it.
Front row seats, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
How are people acting in the stores, briefly? We have just a minute left. You have gone in the store lately?
Yeah, what I'm seeing here is, and this is New England, I would say two-thirds of the people are wearing masks voluntarily because the Delta variant, of course. They're relatively friendly. I mean, it's almost normal here. You know, people are courteous to each other. There's no animosity that I've witnessed. But, you know, people's behaviors, I guess, one-on-one, they are different. I mean, the vaxxed are, there's something different about them. Hard to put your finger on it, but
is it the gaze? Do you see the gaze? The empty face? I hear this. They're gazing off into kind of nothing, some of them.
I haven't, but you know, my interactions are not that extensive right now. What I see is just the giddiness and the just overly friendly, just reaching out type of behaviors.
Wow. Erica, thank you for being here again, as always. I think we are always doing our best, and you put it out there straight, so that's the best we can do.
Yeah, it's good to talk about it and compare notes.
Okay. All right. Talk soon. You be well.
Okay. Good night, Jeff.
Good night. Erica Kahn. And that's K-H-A-N. All right. We will be back tomorrow. Another day, and we'll see how it goes. You still have time to put food away. Please do. Talk soon, tomorrow.